Hey, it's Celebration Sunday. Why don't we give him a round of applause for Praise Team for leading us here, huh? As they all turn bright red as they go on out. Good morning. Good to see everybody. I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles to Ephesians, chapter 4 of Ephesians. We're going to be looking at verses 11 through 13 this morning. So to find your place in your Bible, get your outline out. And I'm going to come down as you guys are finding your place because it is the ministry celebration day. It's a little bit different, so I'm going to come down here because we have some sharing going on and we have some interactive things going on. And so it's best for me to be down here and let me get this set up for some that share and that kind of thing. But as you find your place, yes, today we incorporate in our message in the Word of God. I'll go through Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, some other verses in the message that God has for us today. We incorporate this ministry celebration that we talk about. Usually the second Sunday in September, we kick off the fall season with a day that we celebrate in some way the ministry, the work that God is doing within the body of Christ, that God is doing within our church family. We give it recognition, we talk about it a little bit, but we do thank God, we celebrate with the Lord on what he's doing. And so I entitled today's message, Celebrating the Work of Service, pulling it out of Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. Like I said, we'll have some other verses that we look at, there'll be some sharing that goes along with it along the way, so it gets a little bit different, but we'll be studying God's Word here and applying it to our heart and mind and then seeing it at work in our church. In Ephesians 4, Paul writes in verses, look at them with me, 11 through 13. We're just kind of picking this out right here. He writes this, and he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. What Paul is pulling out here and talking about is Christ, Jesus our Lord, has established his church. And in establishing his church, he gave some as leadership, evangelists, that kind of thing. He gave some as leadership to help guide and lead the function, the ministry of God, of Christ's church. These are men responsible in the church to teach, to preach, to disciple, to be examples to the church family, to equip the church family. And look what it says, to be equipped, the saints, to do the work of service with purpose is what he's talking about. God's word about us, the body of Christ, and what goes on. God's word to us about what God is doing within the church, and he's doing this, and that's what we celebrate today. That's what we're going to be looking at and talking about. Our work of service is together. Listen, look what it says, to the building up of the church. That is salvation and sanctification. The building up of Christ's church comes from people coming to faith in Christ and becoming part of the church. The building up of the church is the sanctification, is that we all grow in our relationship with God, in our maturity and understanding God's word. That's the work of service together. It is to promote our unity of the faith, he says. It's to promote our intimate knowledge, our knowing of the Lord Jesus Christ, relational, and it's to promote the maturing of us to live the way the Lord wants us to live. Now, and it's work, isn't it? You guys can smile and say, yeah, it's work, Pastor Ken, it is. It's work to do the work of service. It's work. It's filled with the blessings of God. It's filled with the grace of God. It's filled with all the things that it is, but it is actually with the word in the original language, work, like work is. The work of service, like Paul said in Galatians 4:19, it's labor to make sure Christ is formed in all of us. Parents, is that an amen there? Is it labor to make sure Christ is formed in your children? Doing all that you have to need to do and all that God would want you to do through his word and all that, it is labor. It is. It's work. It's labor. The church labors towards something. We work towards something. The work of service is that, like Paul said in Colossians 1:29, that to present every person complete and mature in Christ, he said this, we have to labor and strive according to God's power. It's by the power of God that we can do any of the work of service in the way that God would want us to do, and that God would bring the work to the forefront, and that we would serve in the way he wants to, and then by the power of God that we can do what God would want us to do. And so as we think about this, as we go through the ministry celebration, you know, what's going on, what we're celebrating is that people are working. They're laboring, they're serving. That's what the body of Christ does. That's what we do. That's what it is. It's filled with all that it's filled with. It has all that it flourishes with, but it is actually work. And we recognize that. And we celebrate that. We celebrate that the family of God has come to faith in Christ and God has brought us together, and then we work, we strive, we labor to do the work of ministry or the work of service that God would want us to do. Like Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:12, he said that the Lord strengthens him and considered him faithful and put him into service. It's the same thing for us. It's the Lord that strengthens us through our salvation. He considered us faithful by bringing us to himself. And he put us all into service. He put each one of us in the service of his work. Even what Pastor Tom was talking about and what you read there. You know, we are here as God's church. We've been put into service here in this world for a reason, for a purpose, for all the things that God wants to do, and all the blessings and all of the goodness of God and the love of God, and we get to be part of it. But there is a purpose in all of that. It's to be a light and to be the salt, as you prayed, that God has made us in Christ Jesus for us to be a testimony of what Christ does in a world, because this one isn't going to last forever. It's not what the whole thing's about. So it's work. And that's on your outline I have on there. It's work. But you know, it's a good thing that we don't do it alone, isn't it? It's together. Look what Paul says in verse 12. Look what he says. He says this. He's given some pastors, teachers for the equipping of the saints. Now, did you notice it's plural? Equipping of the saints. That's us. That's the people of God, the church. That's us. We're to be equipped, prepared, equipped, have all the necessary tools. That's all of us. It's in a plural for the work of service. All of us do the work of service. It's in plurality. It's not alone that you do this. It's in plurality. We all work in the body of Christ, serve in the body of Christ, and God is over the body of Christ, and so we all have a work of service, and we're all getting equipped in many, many, many different ways to do many, many different other things. But it says to the building up of the body of Christ, verse 13, until we all attain. That means we care about everybody here. And how you serve and how God uses you and how you minister and how all that is and your part in that, God is using on all that for the all to attain. And we attain that when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when it all gets fully attained. But we're working at attaining the unity of faith that we have, the maturity that we have in Christ, the building up of the body of Christ. It's attaining in a sense of it growing and being more and more like Christ and knowing Christ more and being more mature in Christ. But it's fully attained in heaven. But he says we do it together. It's all in the plural is what he's talking about. It's what we participate in together. And we celebrate that today. It's a good thing to celebrate. It's great to celebrate that it's together. So we do the work of service together. One of my favorite verses on this topic is Philippians 1:27. When I went through Philippians, I kind of got stuck here in my own life, but Philippians 1:27, when he's talking about us, Paul wrote this, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." That's us. It's together. Striving together for the faith of the gospel, one spirit, one mind, one soul, all of that. God is doing that in our life. The work of service is together. And I want you to listen to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 32, 38, and 39. It's even in the Old Testament. I like how Jeremiah talks about it when God was speaking to him. And he said in chapter 32, verse 38, Jeremiah writes, "They shall be my people, and I will be their God." That's us. We are God's people, God's children. We're the children of God. We're his saints. We're the church. We're the body of Christ. All different ways you use it. And he is our God. And listen to how Jeremiah continues. "And I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me always for their own good and for the good of the children after them." That's how much together it is. It's one heart, one faith. It's one way. We have one heart, one way that we are going together. Kind of sounds like a marriage, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a marriage? Because it's real similar to a marriage. We are the bride of Christ. He is our bridegroom. It's really a lot like that. It's something like a marriage. So to see the work of service as working together, you know what I did? I asked some couples within the church this week. I asked them if they would come up, if they would be brave and bold, and they would come up and they would share with us what it's like, the work that they do in their marriage, the work of service. What does it take? Now, I kind of left it open. It can go anywhere. I'm not sure where it might go in some of those things. But I just encouraged them, come up and share with us. What is the work that it takes to be in your marriage? So we can really see what we're talking about here in the work together. What happens? Kendra, is Logan around? Not at the moment? Okay. All right. So Pat and Leroy, you were going to share, but you're going to do it from your seat, right? So share with us just a little bit from your heart, the work, and they're going to bring you a mic, okay? You guys have been married a little while, right?
I don't know if I was so much going to share about that as I was that, Ken, you put me on the spot. Leroy and I were just getting ready to step down from our ministry, and we just wanted to thank everybody for all their help and encouragement over the last 14 years as we have served the Lord in our ministry. There's been a lot of prayer about this, but our decision is to step down from this ministry. We've had great support from the family, the church family, and for everybody around, and our committee members especially. But most of all, we need to give thanks to the Lord, for it is all through His glory that this is all done. And I think that's same in a marriage also. We need to give God the glory in our marriages. But anyway, I had 1 Peter 4:9-10. Be hospitable to one to one another without complaint, as one has received a special gift. Enjoy it in serving one another as good stewards, faithfully administering God's grace. And we just want to thank everybody for all the help they've given us, and the church body especially. We thank you.
Good, that's for celebrating, right? Yeah. Pat and Leroy, it was work, wasn't it? It was work, wasn't it? Yeah, and you had to work together with many other different people, right? Mm-hmm. Well, sure, yeah. Okay. If you think about your marriage, and you think about, would there be, because this is an open time, this isn't, in a sense, where we're specifically have to get anywhere in that, and I kind of like that, because I can just kind of meander along and talk about it, because when I brought this up, and we were talking about this subject, and how it's worked together, and thinking about our marriage, how we work together, what would you say would be one of the most important focuses in your marriage? I mean, you can share from where you're at. What is in working together in your marriage? What does it take? What is it to working together for what God wants to do in your marriage? What would you say that it takes?
Never take yourself for granted.
All right, don't take each other for granted, right? There's a work in that, right? You gotta not take each other for granted and be grateful for each other. What else would you say there is?
Communication.
That's really good. What did I hear over here? Really? Forgiveness? We have to have, and that kind of thing. It takes two people, and and if you're going to work together to do the work of service that God wants to do, and in your marriage, your family, your home, all that kind of thing, it takes forgiveness too. What else would you say?
Listen. I like that.
What'd you say? So listening, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's an important aspect of it, right? It's work too, right? Right? You got to work together. Here it is, striving together for the faith of the gospel, working together in your marriage, and we're gonna bring it to how this is in the body of Christ also. But in a marriage, you got to work together, listening, forgiveness, communication, not taking each other for granted. What else would you say? I like both. A committed sense of humor. No, Commitment, it does, right? You gotta be committed, right? I mean, because the guy's not perfect, right?
It's easy to quit.
But either are we, right? It's easy to quit, all right? they got humor going on over here. They think it is. Humor's good, right? Right? But it's work, right? What else? Okay, so Linda said appreciating each other's gifts and how they carried out because we're different and that, there's strengths, there's weaknesses, and recognizing those kind of things, carrying them out. How about you two? What would you say? What's it take to work out in marriage? Patience?
Forgiveness?
What do you think, Kendra?
I agree.
You'd agree? Okay.
That's a good
idea.
Understanding
and respect each other, right? Good. Good. It's to do the work of the service within a husband and wife, to care about each other, to love each other the way God wants you to support each other, to nurture each other, to mature each other, to help each other get where God is taking them in their life, to all of the different kind of things. Isn't that church? Isn't that what God's word is saying? What's happening in your marriage is what God is saying is happening in the church. A little different dynamic. I'm thankful I don't have to live with you 7 days a week. But you're thankful you don't have to live with me 7 days a week. But we are together. We are in this. And that's what God is doing. That's what he's talking about in here. Until we all attain the unity of the faith, to the building up of the body of Christ, to the mature man in Christ, until we all grow into the knowing, intimate knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you're trying to do with your spouse, isn't it? This is the same thing. And it's work, right? And it's work together. And guess what? It doesn't always work, does it? You ever have a hard time? You ever failed each other? You ever get it wrong? Whoa. Leroy said never. That's okay. Well, don't we get it wrong? Living Word Fellowship? Don't we have to grow? Don't we have to learn? Don't we have to stumble? Don't we have to go forward in faith? And then God's showing us, okay, well, we thought this, and now it's this. There's no perfection here. There's no perfection in leadership. There's no perfection in the body of Christ. There's no perfection in each one serving. There's no perfection in children's ministry and Awana and spiritual mothering and the women's classes and the men's Bible studies and in the eldership and in the praise team. No, it's all growth, right? It's all working together. And so patience and humility and kindness and gentleness and admonishment and correction and all of the same thing goes on within the family as it does within just you and your husband and wife or in that marriage. And it's hard with two, now do it with 200. We need the Lord, right? And we got to accept that and answer that because we're going to fall short of each other. We're going to do the things that aren't in a perfect way, but see, God is at work in all of those stumbles and all of those trials and all of those difficulties to work in our heart and our mind to say, no, this is what God is wanting to do in our life, and as much as it is in your own home as you work this out, it's the same thing in the body of Christ. We don't always get it right. And we acknowledge Pat and Leroy, did you guys get it 14 years? 14 years, right, in the social ministry, right? Did you get it right every time? You grew along the way, right? Then you tried to transpose, you tried to help the people that were serving with you get some of the wisdom that you got, and then as you let it go in the sense, you just, let them go through what they go through so God can grow them, right? Good. What wisdom for the church? Hey, you know what? One of the most important things for us, too, is to talk to each other truthfully, honestly, real, and communicate. Hey, I'm struggling with this. I'm going through that. I don't know here. This is a hurdle in my life. This is a, I was offended. Whatever that is. And then as family, to communicate back, well, forgive me, sorry about that, let me help, what, right? That's what you're talking about. But when you hold it in, or you don't talk, or you, well, I thought you meant, right? Good, good, good. This is good. This is what we're celebrating, because this is what God's doing in our life. We're doing the work of service together. Another thing to make note of, along the lines of their serving for 14 years, Margaret Snyder this year stepped aside from teaching 4th, 5th, 6th Sunday school, 15 years. That's worth celebrating. As every middle-aged adult in the room has, that you have children, you know that Margaret has taught your children. If you've been here and you're middle-aged and your children went through, Margaret has taught your children through 4th, 5th, and 6th, serving the Lord. Hey, Margaret, has it been work? Yeah, some of those kids are tough, huh? Yeah, she got to know all the parents to the children because they're just like you. No, but see, this is what it is. It's ministry and all that. I got one more thing on the side note that I wanted to share, and it's my own kind of thing. You know, tomorrow is this beautiful woman of mine's 29th anniversary of marriage. She'll stand up and tell you how much work it's been. And I'm done for the day. The rest is yours. No. No, but really, it's been work, right? It's work. It's a work in our heart. It's a work in our life. We were doing a work together. And you know what? And why it's like a marriage, why it's like that is because it has the same purpose. Look at our outline. The work of service is work together with the same purpose. It's for growth. Look at verse 12 back in our outline, or back in Ephesians. Look at verse 12. You know, Paul wrote it really simply here. We're to be equipped, the saints are. We're to know the word of God, the truth of God, know our gifts, that we have the understanding of what God's called us to. I mean, I could give a whole thing on what the equipping is. But it says this, for the work of service, the service is the ministry, is doing each one of our parts. That's a big list too, but here's what the purpose is, to the building up of the body of Christ. That's salvation, sanctification. That we bring people to faith in Christ, that we share the Lord Jesus Christ. We talk to them about the truth of God, the truth of Christ. We live it in front of them. We do that within the church. We're from generation to generation. To sanctification, that's changing, that's growing. I need to be sanctified. Who does? Just a couple of us, okay? The rest of you, you're good, okay? The sanctification of the Lord, of God working things in our out in our life and into our life, and revealing to us where we're this way and he wants us to go that way. Sanctification is called growth. Growing, maturing, oneness, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:12, we seek to abound in the using of our gifts to do the work of service for the edification, building up, the building up of the church, of one another, from babies to seniors. It's what we're celebrating. It's what we're doing today. And what hopefully I'm prompting on your mind and heart as we're going through this and looking at God's word is the gratitude for this church and for what God's doing. A gratitude, a gratefulness, a celebratory attitude about this is what we're doing, and we fall short and we're not perfect and all of that. But this is the focus here. This is what God has us here focused on, his word, his truth, and what it's about. And we're all growing in that area. We're all maturing in that area. God is at work in that area. But this is what it's about. It's worth shouts of joy. It's worth a woohoo. Anybody do woohoo with me? Pretty good. One more time. One, two, three. Look at that. That's good. So with those thoughts, I have two areas of ministry that I'd like for us to hear from today. They're going to just share with us the work of service going on, try to kind of some new things, some different directions. First, we're going to hear from Brian and Bethany. I don't know, is it just Brian coming up? Whatever you have decided to do. But he's going to share with us their heart about youth and what's happening there in youth. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, it's been 3 months. Since Bethany and I have become the youth leaders, and Ken, I really appreciate the idea that you're saying that it is work, it's hard, and for us to stand here and say everything about it is good, well, that's a lie. And I think what Ken is trying to do here is encourage that we be real with one another, and I really appreciate that. It's easy for us to stand here and talk church, but the truth is we need truth. That's kind of the approach I want to take with the youth leaders or youth ministry. Life is hard, you know? Life is really hard, and for a young person to grow up and think that it's all roses, you know, is not the truth. And so there's some real issues that people have to deal with, and a lot of it starts in junior high and high school. I think being a teenager today is harder than it was for me when, you know, 20 years ago, maybe even harder for, you know, the older generation, or than it was for, you know, the previous generation. But what it is we're dealing with sin, and sin has been the same forever and ever. I don't know, there's a few things that we have, Bethany and I have thought about as far as the direction for the youth. We want to make sure that when we're together, we want to have an open door. We like the idea of our kids inviting their friends or a neighbor or somebody from a different school, because the Word of God isn't limited to our doors. The Word of God is for all people who have ears to hear. And so that's one thing we've really encouraged. Each time we've been together, you know, we tell the kids, if you've got a friend that you want to bring them on over. We want to tell people about Jesus, and we want even non-Christians to understand that Christian people can have fun, you know? That's one thing that we're interested in. We like the idea of having parents involved, and so the different events that we've had different parents and other adults be part of it. We've done, up until now, we've met once a month, some of the fun things we've done, we had the hoedown, we had a boat day at Lake Success, and we had a camp out at the Hoyer's Cabin, up their property. Just kind of as an announcement, this month, the 24th, is it, hon? The 24th, I believe, is outdoor movie night at the Unruh's place, so mark that down on your calendars if you're part of the youth group. But like I was saying, we just want to have it a real conversation about hard things that we deal with, and we want to have a good time together when we're having a good time together, you know? I don't know if that makes sense to you, but we enjoy each other's company. And with that in mind also, we want to encourage the youth group to build relationships. It's kind of a smaller body within the body, and the same way as we've been encouraged today to come alongside one another to build relationships within the body, same thing, we want to encourage that within the youth group itself. We've combined the junior high and high school as far as what we've been doing so far. That's a good thing, too. You get the older ones who are leaders encouraging the younger ones who come up. Like I said, it's kind of a smaller body within the body, and I really want to see how the older ones would encourage the younger ones, and friendships would be built and developed and nurtured along the way. So that's kind of our idea with the youth ministry. It's hard work,